Hi fam bam, welcome to a new episode of my podcast. This is Keeping It Real with Somi. My name is Somi and I am your host. So guys, just before I start recording this episode, I had a song in my heart and I just wanted to take out some time to sing it. You might not know it, but just listen. God's been so good to me. He has been so good to me. He has done so many things for me. Oh, God's been so good to me. He has done so much for me. God's been so good to me, yeah. Oh, for he has done a lot for me, oh. Yeah, he sent his son to die for me on the cross of Calvary. He's doing marvelous things in my life. He's been so good to me, yeah, good to me. Good to me, he's good to me. Oh, good to me, he's been so good to me. Glory! Are you guys ready for today's episode? I am so excited, like, there's so much joy in my heart. I can't explain it, but yeah. Let me come down to your level. Because I know so many people listening are going to be like, okay, what's happening? What's happening? Well, nothing is happening. I'm just excited. Like, I'm just happy. And yeah. So, today's episode, I'm not going to waste, like, I'm not going to take so much time. I'm just going to jump right into the episode because, yeah, I've done about 1 minute singing. So, yeah. Today's episode topic is New Life of Righteousness. Yeah, you heard me. New life of righteousness. Now, when a man receives Christ, he receives a new life, meaning that he's one that has never existed before, you know, a new creation in Christ. And this new life, it's superior to sin, the devil, death, hell. It wasn't just a mere change that took place in you when you gave your life to Christ, when you became born again. It was an actual replacement or supplementing of the life and nature of sin by the life of righteousness. You know, real Christianity isn't the inclusion or impartation of another nature. Nah, it's an actual recreation of the human spirit by God. It means you've come alive to God through the new birth, that it's natural for you to have to live right and fulfill the will of the Father. Now, I hear, you know, that I hear from people who just give their life to Christ, they say things like, how do I say this now? Okay, there's always this pressure when you give your life to Christ, you know, of not wanting to go back to your previous life. Truth is, no one can live righteously until you give your life to Christ, because no matter how hard you want to, like, stick by the rules, you cannot do it on your own. You know, you have to surrender. That's why they start giving your life to Christ. Say, oh Lord, you know, this is me. I come to you. He takes control. God's righteousness in your spirit is what gives you the ability to live right. And you cannot tap into that righteousness if you're still trying to reign control. You have to surrender. They didn't say you have to maybe give way. They say surrender. Like, completely surrender. You are going to give everything. He takes control over everything, not a bit, over everything. Now, in Christianity, what God does is to first make you righteous, you know, before he would be justified to expect you to live right. So he first of all makes you righteous. He gives you righteousness and then he expects you to live right. Now, let me tell you a short story before I continue. Right before I surrendered myself totally to God, I used to be so ashamed to preach the gospel. Now, I told you guys in the last episode that I grew up in a Christian home. I went to a Christian boarding school. So it was like the norm. But even at that, once I left the whole home environment, I left school environment, I used to try so hard not to show that I was a Christian. You know, I was the woke Christian. So I'll tell you, yeah, praise God, we believe in God, that oh, God's gonna do it. But then when he came for me to defend my religion, or yeah, to defend it, to say, okay, I believe in God because he is God, he created us, he gives us grace, he gives us mercy, I shy away because I don't want people to think of me as the boring person. I don't want people to think of me like, okay, the Christian girl. Not like it was a bad thing. I just felt like when people associated me with that, I would just seem not cool. And that's one of the whole misconception about Christians. They think we're not cool. But I don't blame them, though. They think of worldly cool. We think of eternal cool. So I used to be so ashamed to preach the gospel. Like, whenever I would be on social media and someone accused Christians of some certain things, I would just leave the chat. When I could, you know, defend Christians and say, this is it, this is what we do, this is how we live our lives, I would just shy away because I felt like I could serve God and avoid talking about him, you know, my socials, my daily life, at work. But it doesn't work that way. And ever since I surrendered, it's been a wonderful journey. Like, if I tell you that I never thought that I was going to preach on my Instagram, like, sometimes I go on my Instagram and I'm like, what? Is this my page? Like, I have made progress. And I try not to think about it because the devil, once you start to tell yourself, oh, I've done this, I've gone this long without doing something, the devil starts to tell you, okay, why not take a break? Why not cheat? Why not do something? So when you start to dwell on all those progress you've made, it's bad. So I don't dwell on it, but I refuse to be ashamed of the gospel. And I made up my mind that as soon as that thing happened, I was going to give it my all. I would preach the gospel any day, anytime. I would defend it. You know, it's a manifestation of my new life in Christ. I am using my new life in Christ in its full potential. I'm not going to say, okay, I've surrendered to God, so I will do what pleases me, or I will do it as I deem it fit. No, I am doing everything. I'm going to use my new life in Christ in its full potential. I'm not doing half and half. I'm doing it fully. Let me ask you a question. What are you doing with your new life in Christ? Are you unleashing your full potentials in Christ? This new life in Christ, are you using it or are you still scared? God has laid it in your heart to do mighty things. You cannot fail. So stop being scared. Increase your value in the kingdom of God. Commit yourself to helping others know Christ and experience his love. The other day, I got into an Uber and it was a very tacky situation because my phone had just gone bad and I had a deadline for work. So I was just on how was I going to get this phone to do better? And I was going crazy sitting at home. I was worried. I won't lie. I was worried because that job was like really important. I needed the money to do something in church. So I just really needed that cash to come through by Friday. And that was on a Wednesday evening. And so that evening, I just booked an Uber with my mom's phone. I was like, ah, I have to go get this phone fixed. So the Uber guy came, I got in, and he was like, what's going on? You seem so worried. And I was like, I just want to get to where I could get my phone fixed. And it's just taking a toll on me. He's like, why not just calm down? Do you know anybody there? I was like, nah, I don't know. But I just hope that when I get there, God will lead me to someone, you know, that will just probably do the right thing and not cheat me while trying to fix my phone. And he goes, okay, why not you calm down, let me make a few calls and see if I know someone in the vicinity who could help us out. I was like, oh, wow, cool. That's like so good because, you know, I left the house clueless and here I had someone offering to help. So I was like, okay, sure, let's do this. And so he called someone and turns out the person didn't know anyone where I was going to, but he knew someone somewhere else. So he was like, why not let's just change the location of the trip? I was like, I didn't book the trip on my phone. He's like, no wahala, let's go. So he took me there, he called the guy, took me to the guy's shop. He was there, the guy gave me the estimate to get my phone fixed. You know, this was a stranger, I didn't know him from anywhere. And all this while I kept saying, wow, God is faithful. Like, here I was being so scared, like I totally forgot to just pray and let God handle me, but I was just focused on getting that thing fixed. And so we get back into the car and he tries to make small talk, you know. And I was actually glad he did because when I got into the car, my first instinct was continue walking. So I was about to bring up my phone and, you know, get right into work. So he was like, what do you do? And I told him, well, I'm a content creator, I'm a content writer, and I'm also a podcaster. And he was like, oh, that's cool. What do you podcast about? And then I said to him about what I did, you know, talking about God's word, you know, spreading the gospel to believers and getting people to give their souls, their lives to Christ, rather, you know, new converts and all. And he was like, oh, wow, that's really good. And I was able to convince him because he felt like as long as you had a good heart, as long as you did God's word, you're like, that's it. And I said, yeah, doing God's word is important, doing good things is important, but first and foremost, you have to give your life to Christ, because that's the key. You have to unlock it. That's like the key. You unlock it and then you live to your full potential. I was like, oh, really? I was like, yeah, that's it. If you don't give your life to Christ, if you do all these mighty things, you do all these good things, you have a good heart, you seek, you know, you've lived by the books, you'll still get to heaven and your name is not in the book of life. You have to surrender, give your life to him, you know? Declare that you are dead to sin. Change your way of thinking. I tell people that when you say, I'm so weak, I'm not able to resist temptation like some other Christian, it's more like you don't consider yourself dead to sin. You see, this new life we have, it's like a fresh start, meaning you're a new man. You say, all things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. You are new. And so you shouldn't think or act like someone struggling with sin. Change your way of thinking and accept what Jesus did on your behalf. Think the godly way. This consciousness will empower you to live right and unlock your full potential. Declare that you are dead to sin. You know, sometimes, I won't lie, I get, what's the word? I used it the other time, I get overwhelmed, you know, trying so hard not to do things. That's what I told you guys, don't try so hard, let the Holy Spirit lead you. At some point, I noticed I was trying too hard, and I prayed, I told God, you know, take control, I want to stop trying so hard, I want to be able to just flow with the Holy Spirit, flow with everything happening. And he helped me. Like, some days I'm so surprised when I just, you know, they ask me questions and I reply swiftly. Like, there's no hesitation, there's no fear. These days, people ask me, what are you doing? I'm not ashamed to say, I'm at home, I want to study the Bible today so I can come out. Or I'm working on my podcast today so I can't hang out with you guys. You know, and my friends have been, I don't have much friends by the way, but they have been understanding. My siblings now, I tell them, see, sorry, I know you want to listen to this music, but then could you tone it down a bit? I want to listen to this. You know, I'm no longer ashamed to declare that this is where I am. This is where I stand. I have picked a side and I'm bold to declare that this is my side. This is my stance. So no matter what the world thinks, no matter what anybody thinks, I have my own godly standards. And that is what I am listening to. That's what I'm following. I don't care if the world thinks that I'm a failure. I don't care if the world thinks I'm not cool. The question is, what does God think? What does the Bible think? What do you think? You know, one other thing I would like to add is the power of prayer. As a new convert who has given his life to Christ and surrendered, you know, prayer is very important because it strengthens you to do his will. Now, some people might say, I don't know how to pray. That is when you should pray more, you know. Never doubt the ability of prayer. Let me give you a worldly example now. Let's say, and for instance, now we have a runner, you know, he competes. And so you notice that it's a training. Every day he wakes up by 5:30 and he runs for 30 minutes. Now, if you check his performance on the first day of training and check it on the last day of training, it's an improvement. That's because every day he stuck to, he was consistent. Now, when you find yourself struggling with prayer, pray more, because then you become more grounded. You become more consistent with prayer. Never doubt the ability of prayer. If you have any problems about praying, pray more. That's the solution. Don't stop. Pray more. That's when you should increase it, because it shows that there's progress. The devil is trying to hinder it. And so it's making you think you're not good enough. It's making you think you're not doing good. Pray more. If you're listening to this podcast and you still don't know what to do, let God take control. Sink your plans to him. He is king and you are his subject. So subject your life and plans to him and he would show you what to do. Increase your value in the kingdom of God. Commit yourself to helping others know Christ and experience his love. Speaking of love, let's learn to love like Jesus did. You know, let love shine in your heart and in your actions. Entertain no other thoughts while being emulators of God's word. In these times that we live in, it's hard, you know, being the one to always show love. But don't think of any other standards. Remember, I said we have a godly standard. And Jesus Christ, God, all emulated love. So we have to let love dwell in our hearts. Let it shine in your heart and your actions. I may not know it all. I may not fit into this worldly standards, but I don't care. I have a life in Christ, and that's the only standard that I ever really rely on, God's standards. Learn to live as a Christian. Let's look at Romans 8:6. Here it tells us, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." And that's one thing people don't understand when I preach the word of God. I tell them, the word of God is a life of peace. You know? There is so much peace when you let the love of God and the light of God shine through your heart. Peace that you've never experienced before, you would experience it. In this Bible verse, it's teaching us to walk in the Spirit, you know? Galatians 5:16 says, "And I will walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." When you walk in the Spirit, the flesh, the sins of the flesh, they die. They are all instructions and guidance given to us in the Word of God. You have to learn to stop being in control. You cannot be, no matter how hard you try, you cannot be in control. Because Jesus Christ is King, God is King, and we are His subjects. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Use yourself to the Word of God. Study God's Word. Read your Bible. Don't rely on others' opinion on God to be what you know. You know, initially when I was a teenager, I used to let what people thought about God be my own standard. So if someone told me that as a Christian, tying scarf was what was deemed fit and deemed right, I would tie scarf. Because to me, person A thought that tying scarf was the best way to serve God. So yeah, that better be it. But then I got to understand that you don't just follow people's standards. You follow God's standards. And you can only know those standards by studying God's word, reading the Bible, knowing what He instructed us to do in the Word of Life. You know? There's so much I want to say. There's so much coming out from me. And don't worry, guys. I'm not going anywhere. We're launching a new series after this episode. It's going to be on 10 episodes. And I'm just going to be releasing all the rhema God has laid in my heart. I'm not going to hold back. So get ready. Get ready to receive, guys. Before I end this podcast, I want to say something. You know, the devil doesn't like you when you're making progress in the kingdom of God. He doesn't like you when you pray more often, when you praise more often, when you sing more often, when you exalt God more often. You know, he finds ways to infiltrate it. He wants to hinder that growth. He will taunt you by putting thoughts in your heart. You know, 1 minute you're walking in the light, and the next minute you're like, "Ah, if I was really a Christian, self, would I have just told Momsi that lie?" You know, he will want your confidence to wane, and he will dissipate your faith and enthusiasm to serve the Lord. Remember who Satan is. He is a liar, and he's the father of lies. He's a deceiver and an accuser of God's people. Revelation 12:10 tells us that. So do not listen to those thoughts. You know, imagine if your hands were lifted in worship to the Lord and Satan suddenly reminds you of something you did wrong. Maybe you probably took one extra meat from the pot and you hid it under your eyes. I use that example because, yeah, we all did it. And then, or maybe you told a lie, you know, you went out and your mom asked where you're coming from. You're like, I just took a stroll, but you didn't take a stroll. Don't drop those hands and start crying or feeling sorry for yourself. Mm-mm. Worship him even more and say, "Father, thank you for your love and the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses me from any unrighteousness." Say that prayer. Be confident. Never allow Satan into deceiving you into thinking that you're not a real Christian because of something you did wrong. If you're born again, you're a real Christian. You know? What the word of God says is that you live out the nature of God that's inside of you. You walk in the Spirit and in righteousness. So you live according to God's word because that's your life. Every so often, say to yourself, "I am of the Spirit and I am ruled and guided by the word." You know, you study and stay in God's word and you will live above the deceptions, the maneuvers, the manipulations of Satan. The more you study, the more you listen to, the more you meditate on the word, the more you walk in what the word admonishes. That's because the word of God has the power to produce in you what he talks about. You cannot live out your full potential if you don't put in the extra work. And that those extra work includes studying the word of God. Let it be the ground you stand on. Let it be your guidelines. Let it be what directs you. And only then would you be able to unleash your full potentials in Christ. I believe that you've been blessed with this episode. I am so glad. I do not want to end it without, you know, doing it right. I told you guys that right now, my podcast, we're going to be focusing on new converts. I want people who have surrendered their life to Christ to live to their full potentials. And I also want to lead more people to Christ. So if you're listening to this episode and you're yet to surrender your life to Christ, I'd like to tell him, Lord, come take control, come be in charge. I want you to close your eyes and lift up your hands to him while we say this short prayer. Say this out loud. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Glory! You just gave your life to Christ. So go ye therefore and live your full potential as a Christian. I had a wonderful time recording this episode. And there's so much I have in store for you guys. I have a lot of co-hosts that's going to be joining me on episodes to come after this. And there's so much to be said. I told you I'm going to be launching a new series. And I can't wait to share with you all. Before I go, don't forget to subscribe on my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Basically, my podcast is available on all podcasting hosts. So just search for it, Keeping It Real with Somi, and subscribe, you know, leave a feedback. You can also follow us on Instagram @_KeepingItRealWithSomi, you know, for more information. If you want to see our daily posts, you know, you want to be a part of the community, you can follow us there or on my personal page @CHEE_SOOM. I'm going to miss you guys. But till the next episode, have a blessed week. I love you. Bye.